in inpatient reimbursement. And that was retroactive back to July 1st of 2012, the beginning of the fiscal year, and made me feel better for purposes of moving on with the bond issue, as we finally got the official letter from the state on July the 9th that basically spelled it out. In July, just 2 weeks ago, we got the official letter that basically endorsed that number. So to be able to put these up on the big board. The I've talked about payments on behalf. You see this from the context of the universe in total. Again, this is the rise in the payments on behalf. Again, what's a concern here is, of course, the budgetary, the state budget. This could be, and I talked about it, what happens if we start having an erosion and a cost shift of the cost of this of health care and pensions back to the hospital. And so this may come down and basically put more pressures on the bottom line for the hospital on a going forward basis. Other revenues, there's about $35 million of other revenues. Just so that you know, without going into any great detail, what makes this up is the outreach laboratory. This is where we provide lab services for, including the Illinois Department of Corrections, but for outside third parties, we do lab services for them. We provide services to other services, medical services to the Department of Corrections. Meaningful use reimbursement. This is something that under ACA, basically a requirement for us to upgrade our technology. And if we upgrade our technology, we basically will get additional payments, and that's coming with the meaningful uses. Therapeutic infusion. I think we operate a dialysis operation in Berwyn. Is it McNeil?
At
McNeil. So that's what, but those are all the kind of outside, services that we provide and what constitutes other revenue. Move on very quickly. Obviously, the biggest cost at the hospital is salaries and wages. When you look at the total cost we're looking at in salaries and wages for 2013, we're looking at coming in at about $288 million in total costs of salaries and wages. This is really driven the biggest component in here is nursing. Nursing is almost $90 million of that total cost. What you have in here, technicians, you have administrators and academic professionals are in here. So you have professionals, that's the of course, as you would expect, the biggest cost. What's being done, and I want to put out, I'm hoping to get the ratings for the bond issue, but put out, shout out to both Bill Devoney and Dr. Becker, for their performance with the rating agencies. It was spectacular. It basically really made, and saying to the rating agencies, well, one of the things we concentrated on is cost control, and salaries and wages. Trying to reduce the overtime, trying to reduce the amount of agency utilization. Agency utilization is essentially when we bring in outside services to perform, whether it be nursing services or any medical service doctors using outside agencies to reduce that amount of time. But overall control of the FTE positions at the hospital, and basically that's a focus in controlling salaries and wages on a going forward basis. Next. Fringe benefits, again, this is pension and health care, and it's basically the reciprocal of the payments on behalf. So the supplies and services, $248 million in expense for the hospital this year. We're again, Dr. Becker is again focusing on this and cost control. I think he's targeting trying to carve out about $16 million out of next year's budget in this area. Working very hard on the supply chain at the hospital and managing the variable costs at the hospital, and just to continued cost control. But again, a target of trying to carve out $16 million out of next year's budget, or now it's going to be this year's budget. One of the other big items going into the expenses is the cost of our self-insurance plan, our malpractice, if you will, claims and. We have a separate self-insurance fund, and what you're seeing here is basically something that I think we should be proud of, and basically bringing down the annual expense, the annual contribution required to go into the self-insurance fund to cover our